Well, let's bring in NPR's Peter Kenyon. He's in West Jerusalem, where the new embassy is. And Peter, the pictures are just so striking, what's happening in Gaza and where you are.
Yes, I mean, talk about contrast. You had Israeli soldiers opening fire on Palestinian protesters in Gaza. And at just about the same time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on stage at the new U.S. Embassy here in Jerusalem, saying, quote, "Our brave soldiers are protecting our borders even as we speak, and we salute you all," which drew strong applause from the audience there to mark the embassy move.
And we should note President Trump was not there, but he did send a video message. Here's part of what he said.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem.
But Peter Kenyon, remind us, there were warm applause, as you said, in the embassy itself. But how do Israelis in general feel about this move?
Well, many of them are quite happy, quite pleased. Many Israelis have been lobbying the U.S. to recognize this choice of capital for years. What critics say is that by giving the official recognition of Israel's choice of capital, Washington has tilted the playing field for any future peace talks. What it means for Israel, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu put it, is that the most powerful nation on earth has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish people, and that's a gift from Washington with no concessions required by Israel.
Well, and what is the sentiment, the global sentiment about the status of Israel, the legal sentiment? I mean, what... Give us the bigger picture.
Well, much of the international community has not done what President Trump decided to do. They have not moved their embassies to Jerusalem precisely because they don't want to prejudge the outcome of any of the negotiations. U.S. officials, including the president, have said more than once since this decision that they also are not trying to prejudge the outcome. But that is how it looks to some of the critics of the deal.
Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and also his senior advisor on the Middle East, also spoke at the ceremony. Here's part of what Jared Kushner said.
We believe that it is possible for both sides to gain more than they give so that all people can live in peace, safe from danger, free from fear, and able to pursue their dreams.
But Peter Kenyon, what is the sense of what happens, at least in the short term, with so much violence?
Well, it leaves everything in a great period of uncertainty. The Palestinian Authority has declared 3 days of mourning. But anger has to be running high after all of these deaths in Gaza and violence elsewhere. And certainly it doesn't seem likely to lie there. I mean, and the talks themselves, the peace talks they're stalled, and they're in a period of great uncertainty at the moment. So we're really going to have to see how this plays out.
Yeah. NPR's Peter Kenyon in West Jerusalem. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.